with a lead speaker. And we were, of course, hoping, I'm sure you were all hoping, that John Whiting would be able to give the address this evening. As I'm sure you've seen, unfortunately, John had to pull out due to election purdah. We thought it was extremely unkind of Theresa May to inconvenience like that. We think this is the sort of thing she should have borne in mind, but nonetheless, she went ahead and called the election anyway. I'm delighted to say, however, that as it so happens, on the 12th of June, 4 days after the election comes to an end and therefore purdah is over, we have a joint event with the IFS. And you've guessed what's coming. Our speaker at that event is going to be one John Whiting, who will be speaking about his career and experiences at the OTS. So invitations to that will go out in the next day or so. So I do hope all of you will be able to come, because I'm sure that will be a fascinating evening and discussion. Before I sort of kick off and introduce the panel, I do just want to say a few words about, I thought it was here somewhere, but the Bridge the Gap campaign. I thought we had a wizard outside, but I do want to say a few words about the Bridge the Gap campaign, because as I say, if it hadn't been for election purdah, John Whiting would just have been about to give us his experiences about simplifying the complex world of tax and help everyone who struggles with our tax system. And our job as tax professionals is to help our clients or businesses with their tax problems and issues. But what about the people who can't access our help but need to? I'd just like to say a few words about them. And it's, frankly, it's a mystery to most people outside of our profession that someone can have a serious tax problem and yet not have the money to pay for the essential professional advice that they need to solve it. But as tax professionals, we do understand. We've all seen cases where personal misfortune, be it mental or physical illness, a learning disability, a loss of a family member, can result in a serious tax problem. And we've wanted to do more to help. And that's where the two tax advice charities come in. They're particularly skilled, both in the particular tax problem presented and in handling vulnerable clients. And their help makes a huge difference. It's frequently life-changing, and it does get the clients back on their feet, and they do an excellent job. But the call on their services outstrips the resources, and the funding environment, as for many charities, is getting more difficult. So we launched, or they launched, the Bridge the Gap campaign to the profession to raise more support. I'm conscious that many, probably most of you, have heard this message before. Many of you will have given support, for which we're extremely grateful, but I'm afraid it simply isn't enough. I want to make the message a little bit harder-edged. We now need to act on this. I really recognize that there are competing needs and demands on charitable resources, some of them much more high profile than Bridge the Gap campaigns. But for me, as a tax professional, this is an essential cause to support, and I suggest it should be for everyone here as well. For three main reasons. Firstly, it's close to our hearts. We've all come across cases that are really sad, where we would have liked to have done more or to point people to someone who could. Secondly, for motivated self-interest. In a world where tax people are criticised, wrongly in my view, for either promoting tax avoidance or tacitly encouraging tax evasion, we could get a huge benefit in the public arena if we could say we support a safety net, a free service for vulnerable people with serious tax problems. I don't think it's cynical to recognise this fact. And third, because these charities need financial support to give a firmer base for the excellent work they do. So what do I mean by act now? We need 1,000 people to commit to give £100 a year. That's just £2 a week, £8 a month. We need 100 people to give £1,000 a year. And we need 10 more tax firms to give £10,000 a year. I'm asking you personally to support our profession's charities and be one of the 100 or one of the 1,000 or somewhere in between, and to encourage your firms to support as well. Thank you for your support. So,